Tiger Woods transferred to a different hospital in Los Angeles. Seems to be improving. That's your latest headline on his health. One of the big stories from this week. Art Rooney. This was so weird. Because I saw the Steelers send this out today. And the name of the article was Giant Eagle Steelers Partner on Vaccine Clinic. And I thought it was just going to be something from the Steelers website on, you know, an opportunity for people to show up to a huge facility, Chris, to get their vaccinations. And then I started to see Steelers media and even national football media tweet out quotes from this article, because buried in it was a subtopic about Roethlisberger coming back in 2021 with new comments from Art Rooney.
And that's a sneaky way to get those comments out there.
Yeah.
That's a sly way to do it.
And this one really stood out to me on Roethlisberger and how Rooney looks at him at 39 years old. He says, "We're still confident he has the ability to do it. His arm, I would say, is as strong or almost as strong as ever." And you're not going to get this in an article from a website. But the one question off of that answer that remains unresolved, or at least it hasn't been answered, in my opinion, adequately by anybody associated with the Steelers, not by Mike Tomlin, not by Kevin Colbert, not by Art Rooney, not by Ben Roethlisberger, so on and so forth, not by any of the insiders that we have on, because they haven't been able to, I guess, pin anyone down on it. If you believe that Ben's arm is actually better than it's ever been, and that this is a bionic elbow, pretty much, that he got a new and improved, just like you have, you know, hip replacement surgery or knee replacement surgery, it's the best it's been in years. If that's really the case, why did he average 3 yards per pass attempt in 2020, and why was the ball out in 2 seconds? Because if that's true, that it's that this arm is this great weapon now, then they wasted or they ignored one of his best attributes by having him run this kind of offense. Like, you are not, if you really think Ben's got a strong arm, put him in position to use it.
Well, if Ben thinks he's got a strong arm, he would put himself in position to use it. He was instrumental in bringing this offense to the field for them every game, and he seemed to be fine with running this kind of offense. So did he not have that kind of confidence in his arm? They're all saying a bunch of stuff that I'm sure to the diehards out there who want to believe that the sun is never going to set on the Steelers empire.
Okay, so I think what you're saying,
they're saying
here,
all those things, but they don't believe them.
All right,
there's no way they believe them.
So let me just, let's concentrate on this. So do you think that Roethlisberger has the power to take a play and change it? So if it's a pass play, do you think he has the power to turn it into a run play?
Yes, but it usually runs the other way.
That was the next thing I was going to say. If it's a run play, do you think he has permission to turn it to a pass play?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can,
to say the least.
So we're both saying he can pretty much audible out of anything and run anything he wants at any time.
Correct. He has the closest thing to carte blanche that I think a quarterback can have.
Okay.
Short of Peyton Manning actually calling the Colts offense.
And you know what?
On the fly.
You could even argue, I would even listen to the idea that he's earned that. And I would also listen to the idea that his offensive coordinator was incompetent enough where he should have done that, okay? Just to be clear, we got all that out there. If we think that he has full say and final say in their offense, then it is on Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you can blame Ben Roethlisberger for this great arm he has never using it. And that doesn't make any sense if he really thinks.
Yes, it does. If he doesn't want to get hit and doesn't want to take a lot of punishment, it does make sense. And I'm sorry. I think the guy, for all the goofy injury stuff that's happened over the years, Ben does not have broken toes, this, that, and the other thing. One thing I have been consistent about with him is I actually do think he is a legitimately tough dude in there who has played through real honest-to-God pain. But it is very clear to me that one of the reasons they ran this ridiculous pop gun offense and never really changed it was because he wanted to minimize the amount of times he would actually get planted. And he did.
That's like having a Ferrari and always leaving it in the garage and never taking it out because you're afraid that, you know, a pebble is going to kick up and crack the windshield. Or
it's like buying a new pair of Jordans or something like that and saying, I'm never going to wear them, though, because I don't want them to get scuffed.
You have this great new arm that could, in theory, make you a better quarterback, and you don't want to use it because you're afraid. You're living in your fears. You know, you're doing exactly what your coach always strives and says not to do. And the team is abetting that. I mean, they never really forced Roethlisberger.
Do you think they have confidence in him to take hits? I have Dave, who called us and tweeted me just now. He's a guy who called a couple days ago. He said the team might not have the confidence in him to be taking big hits. Forget about the player for a second. Do you think the team feels like he can hold up?
Okay, so we've talked. We had because Bouchette, remember Bouchette asked Ben about this late in the year, and Ben was shocked that Bouchette was on the Zoom call and asking a question, remember? And he went, whoa. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And it was that question. It was why is this your offense? Why haven't you guys changed it? So I think you might make, you know, an argument for 13 or 14 games. You want to keep Ben in bubble wrap. Okay. But how about once you get to near the finish line and you're right, playing for a division title and then you're playing do-or-die games in the playoffs, you're still going to try to keep Big Ben upright at all costs? Like, there might not be a tomorrow. You can't be in protective mode then. You got to do what's best to win games.
The argument back would be, well, he opened it up against the Browns, and look how many yards he threw for, to which I would say he was aided and abetted by a team happily trading yards and some points
right,
for time off the clock.
Right, they said, if you want to take 5 minutes to go 70 yards, that's fine. We're already up 4 touchdowns on you. I don't look at – I glean – the second half of that game does almost nothing for me.
The second half of that game is more indicative of a Steelers defensive failing and a coaching failing by Tomlin than it is the offense playing well. Tomlin failed by being gutless on the 4th-and-1 and punting, and then failed even worse when the Browns just dissected them on the ensuing possession.
Joe, you're a Pop Warner offensive coordinator, aren't you? I mean, you're not exactly Bill Walsh, but I mean, you actually have a laminated play sheet?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you actually have plays. And you are technically an offensive coach. I mean, you might not be dealing with professional players, but you are telling the youth of America, or at least the youth of Mars, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You are shouting out offensive plays to them.
We go, yeah, it's a coded system.
So what was your overall take on an offense that never adjusted and just ran dink and dunks and the ball was out in 2 seconds the whole year and never really changed that? What does the offensive coordinator in you think of that?
It's frustrating because if it's not working, why do you keep doing the same thing?
And you'd think that at the professional level, you would have that sort of mentality to the hilt. Maybe in your level of the kids that you're coaching, right, Joe?
You might have a kid. You might not have a kid with a strong arm to throw it more than 30 yards.
You have to do certain things because you're not capable of doing other things. At the professional level, with a quarterback who did prove that he could still throw it pretty far down the field with some zip, the world is still pretty much open to you, is it not?
And it's a little easier to call that kind of offense at a professional level because you have professional athletes that should be able to do whatever.
And a quarterback who's been, yeah, a quarterback who's been doing it long enough that he does have enough control and agency over the offense that he can implement things quickly for you.
Correct.